Bring in Joe Fisher now. He's a lifetime member of the Ring of Honor over at Vanderbilt. Voice of the Commodores, of course. Football on Saturday. Hoops again tonight as MTSU plays at Memorial Gym. Joe, what's happening this morning?
Well, we got to turn things around. It was a rough weekend. You know, as good as the weekend was last week with the win over Kentucky and all, and then you come back this weekend, the basketball team loses to Illinois, the football team loses to Tennessee. The women lost yesterday at Michigan, so we got to reload starting tonight against MTSU.
Joe, right off the top, the doors just look flat as a pancake, and you got to say it, that Chris Nixon looked indecisive. He didn't look very confident, yeah. Either threw the ball too soon or hung on to it too long, and I understand why Bobby Johnson made a change.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think he had any choice, and I've got to admit, I just don't understand and never have. The phrase that players use, that, you know, they weren't ready to play or they were flat or whatever. I mean, that's with everything on the line in a game like that, I find that hard to believe. But we see it happen over and over again. And I had wondered if there'd be any lingering effect from coming off of that big win at Kentucky, because it's a position they'd never been in. And I know they practiced pretty well, and you don't see any indication of that, but for some reason, the offense did not come out, you know, playing well at all. I mean, when you think about the game, the defense came out like gangbusters. So, you know, opening kickoff, they stuffed. First play is a running play. They go nowhere. Second play is a pass intercepted by Myron Lewis, and Vanderbilt's got the ball at the 34. If the offense does anything at that point, puts some points on the board, it might be a whole different day. But that's very disconcerting to see that. And Bobby Johnson told me on the call-in show last night, when I asked about the quarterback situation, you know, I'm guessing if they had to take the field right now, McKenzie Adams would be the quarterback Saturday. That may be yet to be determined what goes on in practice, but I think they may end up going back to McKenzie again.
That is so hard to figure out, because you think back to the Kentucky game and how great Chris Nixon played in that game. You would have thought he'd been the starter from here on out.
I know it. But I think they were really disappointed. I thought John Gromos made a great point during the broadcast as a former quarterback. You know, Tennessee got to Chris early and hit him a couple of times, and he said, as a quarterback, you have to feel the pressure, but you can't see it. And he said, if you start to see where it's coming from, then you don't lose, or you lose track of things downfield, and you can't make plays. And he said that is what he thought happened with Chris. Now, you know, Chris got pounded while he was in there. McKenzie really got pounded when he was in there. And he's a little sore, but I think he's okay. The other negative to that game is we lose Broderick Stewart for the year. He had surgery Saturday afternoon, as a matter of fact, to repair the broken left ankle. And we're probably not going to have Jared Hawkins for Saturday either. A ligament problem in his foot, and Bobby doesn't see any way that he's going to be ready to play on Saturday. So, you know, an offense that was already struggling arguably loses its best running back, and that's not good news.
Joe, the consensus is the Commodores right now appear ticketed to the Liberty Bowl. What do you hear?
I hear that that's one of a couple that are being thrown around a lot. I know Shreveport is also a possibility. And again, I think it's going to come down to if we win six or win seven, the pecking order changes a little bit. So I don't think anything will be decided until after the game on Saturday. But I also don't think it'll take very long.
Arkansas losing was a very good thing for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that helped a lot in settling some things down. Now, Auburn is still in the mix if they can pull off the win over Alabama. And the other thing, when you start projecting out, if Auburn beats Alabama and then Alabama were to lose to Florida in the SEC championship game, Alabama could conceivably fall out of the BCS, you know, the top eight. And that would impact the bowl order as well.
Yeah, it kind of drops everybody a slot,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Right. So there's all kinds of factors involved in this, so we'll know a lot more after this coming Saturday, although maybe not everything.
And Ole Miss shook some things up as
yep.
well, as far as, you know, the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, certainly helped themselves. You know, everybody thought pretty much LSU was probably going to be a lock to go to the Cotton Bowl, and now I don't think that's the case. Ole Miss certainly with a win, a big win over LSU and a convincing win, and now a chance to play Mississippi State. If they can win that one, Dallas might be their location.
And quickly on basketball, MTSU tonight, they hung in there against Tennessee back on Friday, and I know Vanderbilt's kind of hoping to get on track and, you know, shore up some of the fundamental things as they play at home this evening.
Yeah, certainly got to handle the ball, got to make the shots, the easy shots that they missed, got to make their free throws, got to rebound better. And Middle is good. They're veterans. They return their whole starting five from last year. They gave Tennessee a lot of trouble before losing 76-66. So this will be a big challenge tonight at 7 o'clock.
Feeling any better?
Not really.
Joe's a little under the weather on Saturday, but, man, made it right through the whole ball game. So hopefully ready to go for tonight's game. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off here on The Zone.
Joe. All right, keep your fingers crossed.
All right, thanks as always. We'll see you later.